Now, moving from the new ways to deliver those drugs that we already have to completely new drugs, a new one that has completed phase 3 studies that have been positive is a drug called cefinamide. It's recognizable in some forms as a so-called MALB inhibitor like selegiline and rasagiline, but it's different in other ways. And it's been shown to be beneficial when added to levodopa or dopamine agonists in improving motor function. So improving the so-called motor on, and importantly, improving on or motor function without worsening dyskinesias. So without worsening those involuntary movements. Now, you know that non-motor problems, of course, are very important in Parkinson's disease and may not necessarily, if at all, improve with dopamine drugs. So there's been a lot of attention on non-dopamine drugs as well, and some of them we have, like amantadine and the cholinesterase inhibitors. New forms are being developed. And these are the glutamate antagonists. And these are being developed because they've shown some potential to improve motor function, again, without worsening dyskinesias. And perhaps they may even delay dyskinesias. So some of these drugs are proving more beneficial or more useful than others, but the general class of this novel form of drug looks promising. But fair to say, it's not going to be a revolution, but it will be an improvement. So what I've shown you there is that the symptomatic treatment of Parkinson's disease, improving the drugs we have and developing new drugs for Parkinson's disease symptoms, is a very active area. But in the last part of this presentation, I want to focus on everything that we really are working towards in terms of trying to cure the disease. Cure is a term, of course, that's difficult to use, and I think perhaps a more realistic approach to this is at least to slow the disease down. Of course, we'd like to stop the disease, but if we can slow it down, that would be a major benefit, because we do have good treatments when the symptoms appear. So let's try at least to slow down and maybe, if we can, to stop the disease. This whole thing is called neuroprotection. And it's an important concept, sometimes abused, but nevertheless an important one, which I think underpins a lot of research that's going on in Parkinson's disease. So what's the point of neuroprotection? Well, to find new drugs that will slow or stop the disease progressing. Those drugs have to have a target. And those targets are in pathways that we need to understand contribute to the disease. So that's why it's so important to understand the causes of Parkinson's disease. Because understanding the causes, just like the GBA story, provide us with opportunities and pathways and targets to develop new drugs. Now, this list, which I'm not going to go through in detail, is a summary of some of the new targets that have come out of research over the recent past. Some will be familiar with you, like the mitochondria, but new mitochondrial drugs are being developed. Antioxidants, new antioxidants are being developed. So sometimes old targets, new drugs, but many of these are new targets for new drugs. And down at the end, I've put the synuclein modulators and the GBA enhancers. And I'd just like to spend a little time on those, as this is all about what's happening now. So, coming back to this schema, if you like, where we had the prodrome, things going wrong, the dysfunction, and then the neurodegeneration, you can map onto that same schema potential therapeutic or neuroprotective strategies. So for instance, if you have patients with a gene mutation that you know are at risk of developing Parkinson's disease, and you have a drug for their gene that will stop them developing that disease, that's called primary prevention. So they can get that drug before they ever get the disease, before their neurons become dysfunctional. And here's a couple of examples, like the LRRK2 inhibitors or the GBA modulators. Now, we don't have those yet, but there's a lot of work developing them. And we may be closer than some think in having some of these drugs. And they may be applicable only to patients with those mutations, but there's a sense also that it's possible they may be applicable to the wider patient population as well. And then there's the time the cells begin to decompensate. Well, we can help the cell. And here's a list of some of those drugs that may be able to intervene in those pathways that are able to restore the imbalance and create balance within the cell to prevent the onset of dysfunction. But maybe once dysfunction starts, maybe that's the time also that we need more than one drug, and we need drugs which are going to really have an effect on the processes causing cell damage. And then, of course, there's the degenerative time when we know the disease is there, we know the symptoms there. Maybe that's the time to use cell therapies and cell replacement. So maybe different drugs for different times during the course of the disease, and maybe also more than one drug at once. So I'm going to end by just looking at the alpha-synuclein story and the GBA story. So I've told you that the alpha-synuclein protein is really crucial to the development of Parkinson's disease. Its accumulation, its aggregation, and its spread throughout the brain. So the understanding of this has provided important targets that people are now working on and have produced potential therapies which are currently undergoing tests in laboratory. So if we can stop alpha-synuclein sticking together, stop its aggregation, stop its production of Lewy bodies, or if we can reduce the amount of alpha-synuclein, reduce its synthesis, or increase its degradation, get rid of it better, basically reduce the amount of alpha-synuclein,